sa story, may bago tuloy siya rin na alimatan siya na trade sa katao.
And that isn't a particularly religious thing, you know, as the Holy Spirit didn't wake me up. I just woke up because our sleep is still very, not very,
it's
12 hours different.
Doon naman ko eh, disikto lang eh, kaya disikto sa ila, ba't ka nang gamitin mo doon sa ila?
But as I'm coming again to consciousness, the message from this one verse in Revelation chapter 11 comes to my mind.
Pupusan niyo lang na, pagkito sa pinagayas na pinagayas sa inyo, kung sa inyo muna muna.
And I want to read this verse, the first verse of chapter 11 in Revelation.
Iyang sublang kinipagbasa niya sa versikulo 1 sa pinatayang kong
usi. Amen. Let's keep your glass of candy, brother, because we're going to do some reading. Amen. It says, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein.
Kunya gihataga na og sukdanan nga daw sungkot o giingnan na ko tumintog ka og sukda ang templo sa Dios o ang halaran o ang mga nanagsimba sa sulod ni ini.
Rise and measure are the words that came to me this morning.
Ang yabot nga pulong sa iyang hunahon at iyang buntag mo ang pagtindog o ang pagsukot.
And I thought to myself, now this is not the first time I heard this.
Oh, yang ito malandong na nakinig mo. Lord, ako na nalibot ka na ako, hindi lang kinig kong karun pa niya mo.
And I remember that about a week before I left my home, I was sitting in my house, and again, I remember hearing rise and measure.
Mawagya po, kaya doon ka na po niya sa iyong home at sinilinig, o sa kasimana, wala pa siya mugikan sa ilang palimalay. Nagkabatid na niya po sa hiling niya mga paghubong na mugindog o magsusot.
And I said, Lord, did you speak this to me about 2 weeks ago?
O kiyan din na ng ginawa din o hindi mo na din isulti ka na ko sa ilabay ng dalawang simana.
And being a man without a perfect memory, sometimes I write things down.
O po sa, inod ko sa katawag na malinto mo na, pagkakiyak ilang ginasuwat ang bisan mo sa kamabot sa iyo mo na ba.
And I looked in my Bible and I found these words, rise and measure.
O iyan ang iso sa kanyang Biblia o iyan ipamita ka na ng mga pulong na barong o pagsukot.
So I believe that this is a word that God wants us to hear today.
O nagkatoon siya na yung ginagawa, makapili kayo ng kabubutong sa Diyos na rin pang magkapatalingon kita sa Diyos.
Before I get to this word though, my eye falls upon the last verse of the chapter just before this.
Oh, sa lihan niya lang ni Susi, ipakita na po kaya niya ang katatukan ng versikulo sa kapitulo 10 sa pinadaya.
Chapter 10, verse 11, and he said unto me, thou am I again, before many people, and nations, and tongues, and kings.
Og mao kini ang gipamulong, og gunya giingnan ako kinahanglan magahimo ikaw pag-usap og propesiya labot sa daghang mga tao og mga nasod og mga pinulungan og mga hari.
Now, this is a word that in particular an angel spoke to the apostle John.
Mao kini mga pulonga sa gihapon ang iyang isulti ng tukang apostolic buwan.
John was at this time a prisoner on the island of Patmos.
Kinitihuwa na hinupin siyang pinirisyo dito sa isla sa Patmos.
He was unable to leave the island.
O hindi niya makahimo sa pagpiyan niya ng mga isla.
And he was a very old man.
O tigulang na po siya kayo.
Older than I am.
Mura-mura na po siya kayo.
He was more than 80 years old, I believe. And from what we know of history, after this word was given to John, it seems that he went back to Ephesus.
Oh, God.
namin.
Kaya mga mga kulungan, iabot kiningan ito kami dyan, dito sa Ibino.
And
then
he probably died in that place.
O dito na ang kinsaya na hukuman sa ikinabuhin.
So we must consider that this word was not given specifically to Brother John.
O dapat isip mo, nagiging mo mga kulungan, dinigit ni kong para naman kang iksuod na huwan.
This is a word that is given to those who will be the sons of God.
Ngayon mo mga kulungan, iya sa kinigipahan para sa mga kulungan sa Diyos.
And I want to say to you today,
o gusto na kong maisupli ka ninyo karon,
if you will be faithful to the calling of God,
o kung mo magmatinodanon lamang sa tawag sa Diyos,
if you will be faithful to the call to become sons of God,
kung mo magmatinodanon lamang sa tawag niya sa pagkahit ng mga anak sa Diyos,
this message of this verse will also be fulfilled by you.
Kinyo nga mga usap ng mga tulong, matuman usap kinibihan ninyo mga
anak. It doesn't matter whether you are born in Filipino, or whether you were born American or wherever.
Bisan unsa ka man nga matang sa tao, bisan ka man Pilipino, kini mo lay pagpili.
It does not matter whether you have only enough money to buy rice for today.
Wala ko ni magpili kung partahan ka ka kurdo iba.
It doesn't matter that you don't own a car or a motorcycle.
Mana ka may sakyanan na upat ang ligid o motorsiklo na makahan.
It doesn't matter that your house is a very humble house.
Wala kilimang sampayan kung iyong magpalapayan sa o gato pa man siya ba.
That is not part of the issue.
Wala kilimang may akilin niya isyo.
If you are ready and willing to obey God,
kung andam lamang ka mo sa pagtuman sa mga tubo sa Diyos,
if you are ready to make a decision and follow the decision,
mo andam ka lang na mo hatag sa imong patuyo ni di pa o na mga pulong.
You too can prophesy before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Ikaw sa mahimong magkapropesya na sa nagalaya ng mga nasod bisan pa sa mga hari.
You know, brethren, I believe if you were to hear the testimony of those of us who have come to bring you a word today,
kung may sama lamang kamo sa mga kaisulunan niya, nagdadag sila mga testimonyo na ilang pinada karon.
I think that Brother Martin and Brother Bird have already given you just a little tiny taste of their past.
Natuwa ko nga inyo pang kahinumduman ang hatag ni Brother Martin o Brother Bell sa ilang kagahapon sa inyo.
And if I were to give you the details of my past,
kung kung ihatag po niya ang mga detalye sa iyang nilabay ng pinabuhi,
which you don't want to hear,
na dili po ninyo gusto na mapaminaman kay hindi na siguro pinit,
you would find that I too was a man who was born into sin. I was born an unrighteous creature. I was born very poor. I could never have imagined. Somebody one time came and gave a prophecy to me that I would go in many lands and many tongues. And I was quite young when they gave me this word.
Alam na yun niyang kuluya. Kunya, doon na lamang yun po sa kapanahon ng may tao na inapusin pinapoy niya ipropisiya siya na makalangyo siya sa lahat mga nasa na rong maiso.
And I said it in my heart, oh, well, that sounds good, but it can never happen.
Oh, nagkainan sa niyo galingon, maayos ang tanah, pero saan mo napagkaita po?
Maybe it will some spiritual way or something, but it won't happen in the natural.
Oh, naglatagawin mo na ako naman sa kalapagkita ko sa mga sigurong piliro sa maglata na.
But you see, if you are ready and willing and able, God is able to use you.
Pero di ay kung ikaw andang lamang ka, kunya, makahimu ka nini, ilong ipusigin mo ko kalimang buhabot, may pagkakulay na ikinig ka nino.
Now, one of the things that you're going to hear in these conferences, these meetings,
ang pangamahayang punta ay mong pamakatalinugan ng mga konferensya ng mga panagpigong
that you have been hearing
na imo na nabati
is that there will be a Christ extracted from you.
Mungkin ang pili na madugan o magpura pagkakayaan kanino.
You are going to have to be dedicated 100% to the kingdom of God.
Pero lo importante era la religión, más importante y dedicar el mismo, religión de hasta Dios.
Every other claim,
la galería, la mga pagi.
Every other organization,
o la galería, la mga organización.
Every other kingdom,
o la galería, la mga galera.
Including the kingdom of the politics of the land where you live.
Apil na mga galera sa mga politiko.
The kingdom of God must come one and only.
In asking you to put your hands in the hands of your number one, God, the Magahari. Yes,
you see, we're going to get to this golden altar.
Naman nato, o nating inahan kayo ng mga putik sa diyan sa.
And then you have already been told there is going to be a sacrifice of your soul.
Nato na matunga na bati.
Not the annihilation of your soul. It will not disappear. Your mind will not be taken away. But you will have the mind of Jesus Christ. God cannot give all the authority that he is waiting to give to his sons.
Dili kahata sa Dios ang tibuok na paghahong sa kaniyang mga anak.
To those who do not have the mind of Christ.
Labi na kung manat kayo ang iyong hunahuna niya ang Kristo.
With the mind of Brother Mark, I would do terrible things if I had all that authority.
Sa kamunahuna ang nalabihat ka niya, nahimu niya ang nagkatarayan ng mga sinibli.
I would end up destroying the kingdom of God. But when I have the mind of Christ, I can walk as Christ.
Apan sa lahat ang paghunahuna ni Kristo mo ay nagdumarating kina ayan ng kagalingon, magalakaw siya diya sa kina pinagi sa kagahong ni Kristo.
Now, there was a human man named John.
Kung isa ka tao na tao kayo na ingan na ng buwan.
He was a man like you and I.
Tama lang kinisya na tao ka na.
Human being. Still living, still drawing breath.
Nagapadayon sa pagkinabuhi, nagkaginhawa.
And to this man, the angel spoke.
O, niningataw ang anghel ni Ato kaniya, o binigyan kaniya.
He gave him a reed,
itagaan siya po sa pangusok naman.
And he said to this man, rise and measure.
O, isultihan niya si Juan,
rise and measure the temple.
Barok, magsukot ka sa templo.
He said this to a man.
Isulti niya nato sa isang tao.
This is not one angel calling to another angel.
Hindi kini kung isang anghel o nitawag ko sa isang anghel.
But it was an angel calling to a man.
Hindi isang anghel na nitawag sa isang tao.
In other words, the instruction that was given to a human man.
Ang pagsabot ng instruktura ng gihatag niya nito sa isang tao.
And when we read this book, we understand that this is given to men like us.
Kung atong pagkakasin mga libro, atong makasal na kinin mga libro, iyang gihatag para sa tao na nato.
If he told an angel would sound the trumpet, then an angel would sound the trumpet.
Kung sultihan niya ang isang anghel na patinugon ang trompeta, then ang anghel iya kong patinugon ang mga trompeta.
But he is saying to a man,
pero
a living man,
isultihan niya nga ito sa tuhig na tao,
rise and measure.
Barog o pagsukod.
Now what does it mean to rise?
Nao sa may mong pasabot sa pagsultihan niya na barog.
It means to come up from your place of being relaxed and being at ease.
Nagpasabot siya nga mabarobo na ikaw ikasi mong paglingkod.
Your place of comfort.
O sa mong paglingkod pagka ha, ito po ka na mabarob ka.
Your bed.
O sa mong paglingkod ko na.
Your chair.
O makanap na ako ni kanina.
Your low down place.
Sa diyan na ka sa tapos. Ubus na bahay.
In other words, the Spirit of God is saying, come up higher.
Rise.
The job that I have for you, you cannot do down where you have there. You're going to have to come higher to see what I want to show you. How many of you brethren want to come a little higher? Amen. You know, brethren, when I first began to hear the kingdom message, I liked what I was hearing. And I understood while I was hearing it.
Oh, masakta ninyo sa masakta na kung sa atin na lumo.
But when the brother that was preaching left my city and went home,
apatadya na atong nagwali ni ulit na sa ila,
I understood for about a week or two. And then my understanding went back to the natural level, my lower level. And I began to read the Word of God again. I said, but Lord, my mind is stuck down here on this lower level. I want to come higher. When the brother was preaching a couple weeks ago, I understood what he was saying. But I can't break through that veil anymore. And so, the next time the brother came back, about 6 months later, I understood again. And I said, yes, I want it.
Ang simbahan nag-aantos diha sa tubang mga mayilintik, sa mayilintik ng parating.
These kind of weapons of pressing in and praying and crying out to the Lord.
Hindi mo ang nakahintang sa mga pagkampo, mapagdaig, paghilak din sa Ginoo.
Even in time of tribulation,
isa sa panahon sa mga kagulian,
Amen.
There is
balay pa.
There is one body of Christ.
Pero para sacalawa de Cristo.
There is one corporate house of God.
Ano na naman yung saka tinitibok ang puyanan sa Diyos.
Hallelujah. And let me say again. This is the house of God that we must give our 100% loyalty to.
Amin ba ang simbahan sa Diyos na 100% kayo niya. Loyal.
Other things cannot have a claim on us.
Ang upan, wala ikay mabakunan.
Other agendas.
Uban other purposes. Uban sa mga paagin. Uban sa mga tinguha.
You see, some of the organizations have another doctrine that they preach.
Uban mga organisasyon na ay kadahiyan ng mga doktrina na ilang diwali.
Some of the churches, I use the plural term here.
Yan ang gigamit ng dalaghanan.
Preaching a kingdom of prosperity.
Uban ko na ng mga simbahan na disco tungkol ang pagkuswa at pagkalunahan.
Some of them that are on the television programs, at least that come to America, are preaching a kingdom of signs and wonders. And some of the signs are signs that were not even found in the Bible. Just lining people up and knocking them over. I can hear Peter and John and, you know, Andrew coming back to Jesus and saying, well, we laid hands on people and they all fell over.
Wala pa man niya makita na si Pedro, si Juan, si Andres, ang tibay ang sino niya nagsumpi siya o mga.
No, they were preaching the kingdom of God.
Hindi, wala lang yung nigula sa ilang mga nabi, hindi ay maunging hariran ang mensahe.
They were preaching a kingdom that is going to take over all other kingdoms.
Ang mensahe nga ilang ibali na kamo sa gingharian na mao gayud ang mulangkob sa tanan mga gingharian diha.
Now I'm not saying this to try to be critical.
Wala ko mag-ingon nga kini kritikal kayo.
But you see, the angel sent to John to measure the temple.
Pero ang isang tisang ay hindi mo magugang huwag nga, ala, sukda ka ng maong pito.
Now what does it mean to measure the temple?
Ang sumang kong ibang pasakot ay ang pagsukot sa templo.
If you measure something, what are you doing?
Kung pagsukot ko ng pagkosa kaputan, ano rin mong buhatan?
You're examining it.
Hindi mo pinasin ang siho.
If I were to measure Brother Rayner,
kung siya kang kaplon,
I would take a measure. I don't measure his height.
Yeah, from Sukkot and Gatai.
Oh, yeah, he's 63 inches.
I'll put him in the exact Gatai.
I would measure him around here. I would get a different measurement, frankly.
Science, would you go to Sukkot and Gatai? That's not a good place.
But if I were, let's say I were intending to buy him a brand new suit.
Oh, well, but it's nice
to have. You like that, I think. But I would have to get all his measurements, his neck, his arms, his legs, you know.
Well, but it's nice to have a suit.
Now, I would get to know him pretty well, wouldn't I? But you see, God isn't just looking for a physical measurement, is he?
Oh, ang Diyos, wala niyong nga nagbita siya o kanan. So, kung sa iyong kalakon.
He wants to know what condition is this church in.
Ang iya lamang gusto kong mga masukod, tungkol sa kayo ng kondisyon niya sa iyong kinasukuran.
What is her spiritual condition?
Mayroon mo sa iyong ispetuhan o kaya kondisyon.
You see, when the angel finished speaking to John, and he gave him this measuring rod, and the angel left, I don't believe that there was a natural rod laying next to John.
In other words, he
didn't bring him a wooden stick.
Or a bamboo stick. tocando el cajón.
Or anything like that. It was a spiritual word that he brought to him. Now, he asked him to measure a particular part of the temple, did he not? The temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein.
Y para Jesús tenía al templo o al altar o al tanán y a la daria de Jesús en el templo.
Now, you know from yesterday that there is another altar here.
Altar.
And there is a brazen laver out here.
Y a la fue brazen laver con ahí una banda de bronce.
But in the Bible, there are two words for temple. The one refers to this structure here. The other refers to the entire compound
here.
Now, God is specifically referring to this place right here, the holy place. So when he's talking about the altar, he is talking about the golden altar. An altar in the natural, about the size of this
podium.
It was the place where the priests came to burn incense before the Lord. Martin gave you the five pieces of furniture. So when the priest comes through all these steps, to the golden altar, he is on his way into the Holy of Holies. He is coming to where the Ark of the Covenant
is,
and where the mercy seat is. In other words, he is preparing to go through the veil when he comes to this golden altar. And so he is saying to the man, examine the holy place church. Now, how many kinds of churches are there? Well, according to the Bible, there are three. There's an outer court church. An outer court church. There's the Holy Christ Church. And there is waiting to be born another church that is going to be greater than these. You see, we're talking about the natural level. We're talking about the spiritual level. And when we get to the Holy of Holies, we are talking about the fullness. Now, the Word of God comes on three levels. The prophecy, prophetic word, comes on three levels. If you're a natural man,
tao.
What I mean by that is if you're a man that does not have spiritual understanding,
kung ikaw sa katao na wala ay pagsagot sa mga espirituhan sa bahay,
if you cannot see the kingdom of God,
kung ikaw wala makita at biharian sa Diyos,
you will hear this word in a natural level.
Di mo na paminahan ang mga pulong siya sa natural na sabihan.
There were many people in the days of Jesus that only heard the natural things that he was saying. They heard him
saying
that a sower was going out and he was sowing seed. Some of the crops were growing good and some were not growing so good.
Na tunay sa katawan na nagsabog o bimhi, ang uban na butang sa ating sadan o sa maayong yuta, ang uban sa ating imayo na yuta.
And it was a good word.
Amayo man ang apulong ni sabi.
And many people were satisfied just to say, well, I heard Jesus, he talked about sowing the seed, you know, in the heart.
Na tunay mga tao na nagumpisto na sa mga mensahe na ugas, yan ang aning.
And some of the children went home, and the mother said, well, what did the man talk about? If he were in the Philippines, they would say, well, he talked about planting rice. He talked about the birds coming and stealing some of the rice. Several places the land wasn't very good. So that would be children level understanding. But the disciples,
they said,
now wait a minute. Master. part that is outside.
Verse 2.
Leave it out and measure it out.
Habang ayo pagsugdan hawanan sa gawas sa templo, paghagdi ka na, kay katugyan na ka na ngasto sa kalasuran. Huwag ang balalang sila silang pagyatak-itakan.
Now, brethren, the word that you are hearing today,
in ang mga kulog atong nabati karon,
is the measuring rod.
Na mawag ang sugdanan.
This word laid upon your heart, upon your soul, is going to measure you.
Kining ang sugdanan, masalut ko rin sa pagkakin, o sugdon ka sa imong kinahilasman.
Because when you hear this word, you are going to have to make a decision.
Tungod kay sa dihan mabatik nimo kining maong pulong, makahimok ka sa pagdesisyon sa imong kaugalingon.
Are you going to follow this word, whether you get money for following it or not?
Pusunod ka ba kuno?
Or any other reward?
Kung makapakasakit ba ka o dili, may tungod dili na ang pulungan?
It's all other ulterior motives. You want this word because of her truth.
Ang dalaman ng motivo sa inyong gunahuna sa tingkating may mong mawala sa inyong susunod ng tiyuhan ka man isa mo sa natuuran.
As Brother Raymer was saying when we were asking about these recording devices,
Akong ngayon sa diyan na matala sila yun yung maong paghimo sa mga record.
Some have heard the message.
Ako ba nakabatik sa mga mensahe?
And they went for someone else because maybe they offered them some reward. I don't know.
Ako ba sa diyan nakabatik sa mga mensahe ng lakaw? Aron makaugras sila ng isang bansa?
Maybe they offered them a position. You can be a bishop or something.
Tingali, hirap ba sila ng mahimo sa mga obispo?
I don't know. But how can you turn away from the word of truth?
Pero ang mga tama, kung sa anong nimo sa pagbiya na nahibalo ka naman ang sa pulong sa kamatuhuran.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, it says to leave out the outer court.
Yeah, on a pinyon din ha, sa maungpulong ha, patag nilaman ka ng kawanan.
That means that this message is not meant to examine the outer court.
Na hindi nga mensahe, sa maong pagsukol, wala ka na magpasagot na imong sukulong ka ng gawas ng sabay.
If you have outer court thinking,
kaya siya ay kung lahat kayo mga pamunahuna na lang yaw.
You won't understand what I'm saying.
Dilingit ka magkakasabot kung sa iyo ang ipamulog ka.
The angel says, leave it out.
Yan ka na lang yun.
Don't take the same measuring standard to the outer court. It won't do any good.
Ayaw lang na sila pagkuntan. Ay, wala yung mga pamunahan. Amen.
It is only going to accomplish its purpose for people who think and want to think holy place.
Kaya kining maong pagsukod, magagamit na ni Mayo ito mga tao na gusto na makasunod kayo niya sa pagpapalaan.
Let's get a little more specific about what is not to be measured.
Ato kayo kining susihon pagdali ko mo sa kining bilik na sukod.
I'm repeating what Martin told us yesterday.
Iyan ang isutan, pag-usapan itong isutin na gano'n ni Brother Martin.
You come into the brazen altar and there's the shedding of blood.
Pumupo ka niya sa bronzing altar. Pumupo niya, lihat niya lang sa niya ang pag-ihaw.
This is where the bull is killed, the blood of the bull is shed here.
Naamin na, ipag-ihaw ang mga mananap na nagkadariya, mga baka, hunting, at samaria.
This is the place where the blood is shed. It's the first place. It's the only place.
Okay, niya muna na na. Diha, ipaate at subo.
So what does this speak of? It speaks of the message of salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Ang kanang upasabot niya na, ang mensahe niya niya na, na ang tanan, makasunod at sinabi sa dugo matagula ni Ginoong Espiritu.
Amen. So, there are churches who major on salvation.
Doon yung mga simbahan, huwag lang nilang kabayan at may gumawa sa kaluwasan.
Their basic doctrine is, get a man, get him saved.
Mga basic lang siya po ng ilang mga pagtulunan may gumawa sa kaluwasan.
They measure your success in how many people do you get saved.
O yan, ilang sumunod po kung sa kanagdan ng iyong mga tako.
If you're part of an organization like this,
then
in your annual report, how many people got saved in your church?
Oh, makita ang annual report, mga tao na naluwas niya,
if you don't write a good number in there,
na kung di maayo yung report ng gawain ko mo, ay.
Some of them have a second question.
Ano ba? Nagawa yung tinatawag na tumutan.
How many people did you get baptized? Their definition of baptized means how many new members did you get? Some of them even go another step. How many people did you get baptized in the Holy Ghost? But I don't know any of them that are asking how many of them are baptized into Christ.
Pero ang mga nagtao pa kung nagkasundo siya kung sila kung pila ka mga tao ang nagkasundo ng Diyos Kristo o para sa ang Kristo.
I have never seen any of the questions that say, "Are you preaching the message of the kingdom of God at that moment?"
Inyo bang na minsan na nawari ang may tawag sa hingharihan sa Diyos? Nagkatag kayo ha?
Some of them will ask or they will say in their book, their instruction book for pastors.
Ano ba magkakalayon ko no diyan sa libro sa mga pastor?
Are you preaching at least once a year the message of the kingdom of rapture?
Uy, paglalim-alim mo makausap sa katuloy ang minsan na tumot sa paglalim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
I'm talking about the outer court.
Anagis ko siya sa gawas ng kabahay sa korte.
They're not asking, are you feeding on the table of showbread? Are you feeding on the life of Jesus Christ?
Na pagkawang ba mo kita sa pagkawang niya sa Kristo?
Are you among those that eat my body and drink my blood?
O sa kaba, hakit kaba, tinitin ang pag-inom sa tulo, pagkaw na pinapay sa kalawas?
They're not usually asking, are you walking in the unity of the Spirit, God?
Kaya, kumunta na sa upan, nadala ko kaba nila sa pag-inibo sa upan sa Diyos?
But there's a lot of activity in the outer court.
Lagyan kayo ang mga kipulhan ko nila diya sa gawas ng kapahin.
You notice how much bigger the outer court is than the holy place?
So ano ka na ang mga kanagawas ng kapahin mas nagpulit ka na kayo kaysa diya sa pagtaman.
That means there's a lot more crowds out here.
Nagpasabot na mga dagdan kayo ang katawa na kasunod din hindi hindi yung gawas ng kapahin.
If you're going to be a pastor here,
kung gusto ka mahimong pasto, diha sa mga katawahan diya,
your goal and your purpose is to grow to 200 people and then 300
people.
And you're going to have a building program, and you're going to have another building program, and then you're going to have more outreach programs, and then you can become a bishop. You know something? You got 300 people. That was really good. This was really good. You had a woman's meeting, you had men's meeting, you had children's meeting. You have married couples, you have single people. No, I expect, I only want to hear one thing. I want you to say, well done, good and faithful service.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to hear it say,
all the rest of my
you have been faithful in little things. You've been faithful to 10 people. You gave all you have to teach 10 people the kingdom of God. Do you understand how we can earn grace in the kingdom of God? Not by fighting. But by climbing down. You can be part of an organization that is oriented to our
course.
You can be part of a group that gives lots of money. Some of the people that are in some of these organizations, they give them a car, they give them a house, they pay for all the expenses. You know, I was at the Kennedy Airport many years ago when I first went out on a missionary trip. It was very difficult for me to go out on a missionary trip. The tickets are very expensive. I had to ride a shuttle bus from my home down to the big New York City. If something doesn't go right on my ticket and there's a big delay, I just have a fancy $100 night hotel that I can go to. But on the flight back, I think we were flying back from London or Amsterdam or someplace. And there were a lot of Christian people that were on that flight. They were all over. I mean, it looked like a group. They were on a missionary trip. And I think they said they went to Israel or someplace like that. And so I went out front with my baggage, and I was waiting for the shuttle bus to come along again and pick me up. And while I'm waiting, a big, long black limousine with long,
limousine.
And said the name of a big Pentecostal church organization. It was a special license plate. They had to buy the special.
Plate number is yan na inakasatak ito na pag sinagiyahan Kristo sa Kapintikos sa Kasimbahan.
And there was a man that got out, he had a little chauffeur hat on, and he came run around, and he opened the doors and the trunk, and there was a man there that was with this group. And he put his bag all in the back of the car, and he opened the door for the, he was a very well-dressed man, you know, he had very nice suit on.
Nothing like a uniform, maybe it's not that.
And he escorted him into the door, and he shut the door, and he ran around, he got in the car.
And there were
other people there that were with that group.
And I'm
thinking, this man is treated like the governor, you know? So I asked these other people, I said, who's this very important man that just got
saved?
And they said, oh, he's the pastor of the church. But that is not the spiritual meaning of Gentile.
Pero dili kalamao ang espirituhan sa bahin ng 19.
Paul wrote to the churches and he said that we are not to be Gentiles anymore. We are not to be like Gentiles anymore.
Pero sa pagkaroon, kita dili na sama sa mga Hintil ngayon.
And he gave the definition of what it is like to be a Gentile. They are oriented to the world. The pleasures of the world. They aspire to the things of the world.
Igalipay nila ang pagbuhay at ang pagkuyon sa mga butang kalihukan.
The mindset of the Gentiles is they want to accumulate a lot of money.
Ang panghuna-huna sa katahimikin, mawag ang pagtinuhan, pag-angkon sa daghang mga salapin.
The best that they could get would be a big house.
Yeah, na mag-angkon sila o dito sa mga kanaan garbo kayo ng mga panibahan.
A big fancy bathroom in my house.
Bathroom sa yung panimalagi.
Yeah, but it doesn't translate real good here, does it? Also God's people.
Y había condenado a Dios que mandó a matar.
Amen. But they are children. That's right. Many of them are children who don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
But they're still God's people.
You see, you can't get into this place without coming in through here.
Ahí mismo buscaba Casulus, comunicamos su pagador, y a su padre, que ahí eran que eran traigadas.
So, the message of salvation by the blood,
ocurra a mi semen, que no se quedó hasta el final que se tuvo,
the message of the baptism,
a mi semen, que no se pascundia,
is necessary,
y que la hemos dado, para calado.
I could never have jumped from here and jump right into here.
Did you mind Muluksu nata kay mula diyan kana kalo kasalan?
I haven't come through here.
Imo kayo kana supa yun di kalo sino sana.
Some of our children are here. Yeah.
Ako ba na mga kapata ana lang
nila? I think about it and I think, well, when I was their age, I was there too.
Oh, nabalandong siya na ako. Ako sa matatang pako na ako yan.
So one day God had mercy on me.
Apano sa kaadlaw sa kagayon niya ang Diyos pinalunan.
One day He tribulated me.
O sa kagayon niya na diya kong gidalan na ito sa pagpansanin ka na.
One day He brought such difficulty to my life that I...
O sa kagayon niya na gidala siya na ito
sa kagayon
na pahagi sa kinabuhi.
It was the mercy of God.
O niya sa pagligawas niya na
to allow my life to be torn apart.
What did David say?
Tribulated, I want to say, but that is one word that's used. Afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray.
It
was the mercy of God.
God blessed me.
It was the mercy of God who put the fire on me. I remember very clearly. I was living in a place called North Creek. I was in the mountains. They're like your mountains here. There's no big city in the mountains. And I had a job, thank God. But my life was full of tribulation. One day I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, give me a break. I can't take any more. You're going to destroy me with all this fire. Give me a little break. It was Sunday night. I was all alone. I hated it. I hated my
situation.
And when I cry out to the Lord, I saw a hand, a spiritual hand reach, and took a burner and turned it off.
Nakita siya o kusa ka para naon, di na masakamos ni Gawad, o kunya rito sa mga ong burner, nakita siya ang hibo.
It was a gas burner. A gas burner.
He just
took the lever and he turned it and he turned it off.
He pulled the amount, binuplan ka, halayo,
oh, it felt so good.
Kung niya nakapahuway siya, di kanya ito na mga pagantos.
The fire was gone.
Ang kalayo, nawala.
Nothing had changed in my life.
Nawala ang kalayo, pero wala na usap sa iyang kinabuhi.
None of my troubles were resolved, but the fire was gone.
Ang mga problema na ang hiyak ko nagkasakit, pero wala ang kalayo.
I went to work on Monday.
Pagka-lumis, may trabaho
niya. I was very happy.
Malipayo na.
I worked through the troubles at work, and I smiled, everything was fine.
Katiyan ang trabaho si Awan, ang malipayo na tayo siya, na mupahiyong na.
Tuesday, I went to work, everything was nice.
So, pagka-Martes, apete na kayong hindi.
I got a lot done, I saw a lot of people, a lot of people with troubles, and I stopped all their troubles.
Oh, daghan kayo mga tao, nakita niya niya, mga tao ko ba na yung mga problema?
Wednesday was a good day. Thursday was a good day.
Angkot sa nilabay yung mga kiyabot ng mga andaw, may pulis, huwibis.
Friday was a good day.
Pagabot na pinis, maayong yan po ng panahon.
But by Friday night, I was beginning to get worried.
Pero pagabot na po ng pinis sa gabi, nagsugod na po siya sa balaga.
You know why I was worried? Because I knew that if everything stayed the way it was, nothing was going to be moved in my life.
So what can I say of here? Nga bisan pa man ingon niini na situation pero wala niya po matalo na diyan tinabuhi. Murag daw sama lang niya po sa una.
And I wanted to be changed.
Mo na nagtinguwa siya.
And I wanted to change in my circumstance. And I realized that God had to change things in me.
Saturday
night, I was really worried.
Napalata ng isek mayo.
And I went to the Lord again.
Oh, pinuulong po siya sa Ginoo.
And I cried to the Lord.
Oh, nag-ampo siya.
I said, Lord,
tingon siya, Ginoo,
you can't leave me here like this.
Dili ka makabiya, kala po Ginoo, may kunanin at ihapon ko.
None of your promises are going to come to pass as long as I stay in this place that I'm at.
Ginoo, buhat na namin mo mga panahon ang kinabuhi. Mahimo kayo.
None of the prophecies are going to come to pass until I allow God to change me.
Ang mga propesiyan ay huwag propesiyan din ang kanapang Ginoon na dinit may natin ng gawas kung dinit magdalagay ito sa pasya mong kinabuhi.
You know what I mean?
Nakasagot mo sa iyo kung ako pasagot?
The prophecy.
Ang mga panahon.
Thus saith the Lord, my son, I have great things for thee.
Nananingon kaniya, anak, doon ay malagat kung buta na kung itagana para kanimo.
Thou shalt prophesy before many people, before many tongues.
Nga ikaw ang mga panagina, gato sa naghang mga tao, na nagagaliya sa mga kanaguran.
This is the plan of God.
Mao ka na ayan ang lumang ng plano sa Diyos.
But if I don't cooperate with God, it isn't going to happen.
Pero kung hindi siya makipuyon sa Diyos, hindi ko rin siya mahinabok.
Do you understand what I mean?
Kapag malam sa mga ito,
you can't just sit down at the prophetic word of God and expect it to come to pass.
Hindi naman ko ay maglingkod lang ka kaya ako ng propesya sa Diyos, matumang sa iyong kinabuhi.
It is conditional upon you working with God.
Ang dili, ano na kini, kondisyon nga kailangan niyo uuyon ka sa kabubot po ng sabi sa Diyos. Amen.
So you know what I pray?
Na ibang mo mo, pagkampo?
I pray, okay, God.
Akong gina ang Diyos.
I'm not getting anywhere like this.
Okay, Lord, hindi na ko sama pa sa Giyapon.
You can turn the fire back on if you want.
Makahimo ka, o Diyos, sa pagbalik sa kalayo sa putang.
But then we have an agreement that we're going to finish the job.
Pero kailangan nga, doon tayo katagutan nga, mahuman kini trabaho.
In other words, it isn't going to be just fire. We're going to get somewhere to a purpose with this fire.
With that understanding, Lord, I'm asking you to turn the fire back out. And from now on, I'm not going to complain. It's going to be this.
In spite, taniwala sa mga.
I may not feel like it.
Hindi na siya magmugot at mapungot.
But I'm going to overcome my emotions.
Kung hindi ako na kining pagdalagon.
I'm going to overcome my complaining.
Ilan lang nga magmadaugong gaya na po.
I'm going to overcome murmuring.
Hindi na ako magpagutbot pa.
I'm going to overcome telling other people about my troubles.
Hindi na ako ipanuhiro ng mga kasakit ng itong pinagod na itong mga tao.
I'm not going to tell other people about how I need more money.
Hindi na ako musuksipan ito sa ba mga tao kay nagkinahangan kong daghang kwarta.
Basically, I'm saying I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God, right?
Hindi na ang buhat sa mga Diyos na pangitaan ng kutaguna. Ang imong gingharihan, ang imong pagpangatay.
Back.
So,
the hand of the Spirit. He got a hold of that liver.
Oh, yeah.
He turned it like that. Instantly, the fire was back. It came so fast. That I could hear the sizzling of meat on a hot iron stove.
Oh, na yan mabating ang mga nagitugpan ito ba ng sampon?
No, I could actually hear it. I heard it go.
Na nanawa? Na nabating kibli ang tinog sa pagsisigit sa tinupan.
So I did what I promised.
Siyang ibuhat ang iyang ipanaan.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm coming to the end of it.
Praise the Lord.
No. Brother, I'm talking about the journey into this place.
I am in Sudan,
leave out the outer court, for it is given to the Gentiles. And this holy city, shall be trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months is the time of the great tribulation.
Sa dakong sa kuliyan sa kalimutan.
Do you still want your chauffeur and your limousine and your nice big house with 14 bathrooms? Well, maybe you're not quite up at that scale. But do you still want something outside of the kingdom of God? Do you want the whole thing?
And only in the kingdom of God, the kingdom.
Do you want the fullness? See, there is not now a church here.
Wala pa yung pahangyak na dati sa banan ang pinakabanan.
There is no Holy of Holies Church.
Wala pa yung banan kayo.
I don't know any man who is living and walking permanently in this place.
Wala pa pinagdita ka sa mga pinagpuhin. Ginaanak ang pinagpuhin. Wala pa.
I've had a few glimpses in here.
Kasi ang mga pinagpuhin lang.
I had a couple of quick deliverances in here.
Nah, maka ako diyan na nangyong kalitan, malabay na.
I got a good look in here when they thought I was dying about 7.5 years ago.
Pero kasi makaabot ka diyan na umarap.
I was having a heart attack. They thought I had almost died. But it was in those days that I looked in here and I took a quick little
business.
I like to be back there. I didn't enjoy having a heart attack. And I said, Lord, if there's some other way to get in there,
Mauni ang bisnis na imo kinangdan anak. Diya karon ikaw na wala na mo makita ikaw na sumala.
Bishop Durant.
Yeah.
How many is that with her?
50 bola.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, God.
50 bola. Yeah.
Oh, the grief of my soul.
Oh, Dios.
Oh, God. Oh, God, how can I live?
Oh, mabuhi pa ba ko ni inyo?
Oh, God, it's too hard for me. You still want to pay the price?
All day, you can't fucking buy it.
If not, you're not going to be wearing something in the natural on your clothes.
All day, you can't pay the price for
Shakatika. You'll probably wear the same clothes you're wearing today.
Can I get a pagsulot ka ron na binta na yung listiha?
What? Your being is going to be grief and travail. For one thing, you will be grieved of your brethren who are still and you're going to see the destruction that is coming upon them.
Aram ni mo kahampo giro.
I better.
Oh, mas maayo pala ko nila.
So that is not compatible with sackcloth.
Dili kay ka na maayo. So, dili bagay na ayaw mo sa mga kasakasin.
Read the book of Job.
Basta ang libro sa mo.
Sackcloth.
May tapon sa pagpistiw sa mo.
Sackcloth. And his time in sackcloth went on and on and on. It did not come to an end quickly.
Then yung mga kasakitan wala magmulay na ko matapos pagdali. Kung diligabi ang kasakitan na nangyayakong sa pinabuhin.
Anguish. Anguish.
Anguish. Kaya nga, ito ang bitan. Kaya ang lapihan ng kasakitan.
It is a position that God has given to those who will pay everything to have the pearl of great price. How do you get the pearl?
If I want
a pearl out of the field, how do you get the pearl? How do you get to own the pearl?
You've got to
buy the whole field. How much does it take to buy the whole field? Everything that you own, and then you have to sign yourself over to be a permanent slave.
Ang tanan niya, imong mga kaptangan, imo na ibalik niya, ang ibalik niya ay pinag-umahan. May kumasok kayo.
These parables of the kingdom, they're not for kindergarten. They're for some.
Hindi mo na kambing ang metropolong dili. Nagpa-sabot kinisayang mga anak.
They're not just little bunny school things for little children.
Dili lamang kung Sunday school para sa mga kabataan. Kapatulong.
Let me just read a couple of verses and I know we don't have time to finish, but
these
God of the earth.
Ang mga saksi mo, ang duha ka mga kahoy ang polibo, ang duha ka mga kandiliryo na nanagbarog sa tubangan sa Ginoo sa kalibutan.
You get tired of hearing me say it. There are no candles and there are no candlesticks in the Bible.
Walay mga kandila o walay mga kandiliryo sa kalibutan na na.
They are lamps.
They are
lamps. They are
lamps. They are lamps. They are lamps. They are lamps. They are lamps. They are
lamps. They
are lamps. They are lamps. They are lamps. They are lamps. They are lamps. They
are lamps. They are lamps. They are
ang oil nagpatapot kini sa balaan ng Espiritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit flows.
Ang Espiritu Santo nag-aagay.
Candle wax, paraffin does not flow.
Ang kining kandila kanang mga gingama gikan sa kandila pasanang wax dili na siya mo nagaygay.
Unless you get it so hot that you can never live in that
place.
So, we're talking about a people who walk by the Spirit. We're talking about sons of God.
Sa mga tao o sa mga anak sa Diyos na nagalakaw niya sa Espiritu.
And the choice that you must make is, will you be children or will you be sons of God?
Nalihan sa mga galing mo na nakapagpili kung ate gusto ni mo kung mahimong baka na tao lamang o anak baka sa Diyos.
Now, we have a little time to think of this verse here.
Napatay ito sa panahon.
And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed.
O kung may buot mo dagmal kanila, adunay kalayo na magagula sa ilang baba o magaot-ot sa ilang mga kaaway. O kung may buot mo dagmal kanila, sa ingon ining pagiha, siya pagkapatyo.
These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will.
Sila may gagahong sa paghira sa langit, aron walay ulan yung mabot sulod sa mga adlaw na ilang sa ilang pagpanghimok propesya, o sila may gagahong magbabaw sa katubigan o sa paghimo ni ining anubo, o sa pagbuna sa yuta pinagsasanang hampak bisan makapila sumara sa ilang gusto.
They have power, that means they have the authority to do it.
Ano sa'yo gagahong? Magpasabot na sila ay otoridad sa pagkuha ni
these have power
na sila ay kagahong ni
it means that Jesus is going to give them this power.
Nagpasabot kini nga ang tinubdan sa Diyos tinubdan sa ilang kagahong ng Diyos na may naghatag din ni kanila.
Ask yourself a question.
Mangutan ako ka ninyo kisigat sa mga pangutan.
What kind of people are these who could be trusted with all this power?
Now, what are we sounding a Catholic in the home of the home?
Yeah. Who could God trust all this power to?
Faithfully. Who can you know in the home of the home?
Could he trust you with it? In the place of the
Lord? Can you know? Can you know?
I hope so, but I'm not sure. Because we would do what we want to do. And it might not be what God wants to do. We will go down there to that pool that Jesus went to, see all those people laying around by the pool, and we would say, well, we're not just going to give this man 37 years. We're going to heal them all. What's the name of the pool of us?
Pool.
Bethesda.
Pool of Bethesda.
The pool of Bethesda Ministries Incorporated.
Oh.
We put up a tent, put up a big sign.
They made it organized.
We can heal anybody that comes.
Oh, hallelujah.
And the next thing you know, we'd be telling people that if only they would send their donation in.
Ah, yeah.
We'll pray for
you.
God will heal you. And you can become a partner in my ministry.
No,
you see, we think we can be trusted with all that power. But it's only the people who will be walking in sackcloth.
Pero di ay ang tagal
in their mind.
O lang makatong mga tao makamaong mong sakulati
ko pag mga inside.
Dahil ko lamang di ay kapag musulog sa tako.
Do you remember the king?
Na hiniyawag niya sa mga sa kahari kaya sa dami sa mito.
Yes, the Jerusalem was surrounded by the Syrians, I believe it was.
Ang mga Hudiyo na nalimutan na kayo sila sa mga hit.
And they were starving. They wouldn't give them any water, they wouldn't give them any
food.
People were starving to death in Jerusalem.
And finally,
the king came out to see what was going on with the people. And there was a quarrel between two women. Two women with new little babies. And they agreed between them that they would cook and eat the one baby. And then when they ran out of food, they would cook and kill the other baby, kill and cook. And eat it. And the one woman complained, well, we did the one baby, we did my baby, and now it's time for her baby, and she went and hit the baby on me. We can't find her baby, she cheated me.
Oh, no, somebody ain't gonna say goodbye, he must keep up and he's a baba.
And this was so terrible. So grievous to the
people.
Oh God, how could you allow this thing to happen in Jerusalem?
Oh Diyos, ano mang imumaling gitugutan na may tabo sa mga katawan na Jerusalem?
And somebody saw under his clothes, down in here where you wear your other clothes, somebody saw the king was wearing sackcloth inside.
Uy, nanay, sa katawa na nakita ang sa kahari na sumbot mo rin sa kulang sa kanyang piling na
ang iyaw kita
kawan na
ito na is king
o niya doon ay sako sa ilang mabistik niya gi sa luban po niya bistik sa hari
but next to his skin was sako
kaya ilang niya ay sako na niya
maybe this is the kind of man that God can trust with all this power. Smite the earth with plagues as often as they will. How often would you smite the earth with plagues? Would you just like the people that you don't like?
Yeah.
That other village. Yeah, that's a plague. They don't like me.
Sorry, no, I'm going to go on. You know,
No. trusted only because we have the mind of Christ. And you can only get the mind of Christ when you come to this golden altar. And you make a sacrifice here at this golden altar. And the sacrifice of the golden altar is your soul. There is no other way than if you fail. To live in this place with all this power so that no man can kill you. So that you can come to this place, fire comes out of your mouth.
Oh, and then let's go
if we have the time, we would talk about how this is a picture of the Elijah ministry of the last days. You see, finally, when Elijah was an old man, he came to the place where the kings could not arrest him. I'm talking about the weapons of our warfare are not
harmful.
So many asked me the other day, should we get some guns? Should we be ready to fight?
I
don't know, who are we
going
to fight? The Islamics or the communists?
My
emotions,
my will. Ang atong kabubuton.
I cannot judge the kingdom of God on the basis of my emotions.
Dili ko makahimo sa kapugon. Dinagi sa akong kamalingon nga pagpanabot.
Because the preacher makes me laugh, because he makes me cry, that does not mean it's the kingdom of God.
Tungod kay ang makamaling magkapahimo kanimo nga magkasawa ka, magkahila ka, dili pina sa mga ginhalingan sa Dios.
Well, bless the Lord.